Welcome to today's J.J. Nicktein Company, in touch with Southeast Iowa. J.J. Nicktein Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Megan Jorgensen, naturalist with Washington County Conservation. You're going to hear part one of our program talking about summer camps coming up at Marr Park in 2021. Registration for summer camps is going to open April 1st, which is this Thursday. Megan, what first off do you want to let parents know about how the registration process will work?
Each year we open up the registration for our summer camps on April 1st. Each camp is going to have a separate registration form this year. Typically, we would have just a standard registration form for all of them together, but this year I've decided to actually do an individual registration form for each camp, and that will become available on April 1st on our Facebook page and on our website. And then that registration form will be specific to each camp. So my advice would be to make sure that they download the correct registration form for their child's age group, because each camp is designated for each age.
Megan, what should parents know from a standpoint of COVID safety protocols for camps?
As we did last year, we limited the camp registration to 8 campers, and since we were outside most of the time, we didn't require a mask outside. But if we're going to be inside, then we'll probably, in that situation, we would probably require the wearing of a mask during inside portions of the camp. But anytime we're outside, and most of the time we're going to be doing an activity where they're going to be distanced far enough where we wouldn't require that mask outdoors. But we also do have a hand sanitizer station inside the Nature Center, and we would have frequent breaks to wash hands, of course. And then we're going to do prepackaged snacks again, as we did last summer, just because that seemed to work out pretty easy as far as kids can just literally grab a snack and then go and eat it rather than us having to dish out snacks. So we'll still have those same COVID guidelines in place as we had last summer, but our plan is to hopefully open the camp back up to our normal 15 kids, again, with social distancing and masks required when we're inside.
Let's go ahead and talk about the individual camps. We'll go through them kind of one at a time. You can tell us the dates and give us some particulars. Dragonfly Camp, June 14th through the 18th.
So Dragonfly Camp, this is going to be a repeat of last year's theme because the Summer Olympics were supposed to happen last summer. We had an Olympic-themed camp, and so it had so much popularity, and the kids really enjoyed it so much, I decided to bring that back again this year, especially as kids actually hopefully going to get to watch the Olympics this summer. And so they'll learn about Iowa's wildlife and habitats as Olympic athletes. So we'll have different games and different events that will introduce them to the lifestyle and cycle of living things in our environment. So again, it'll have that wildlife Olympic theme to it, with the overall goal of these kids getting an opportunity to learn about our wildlife and our environment.
Archery Camp, June 23rd through the 25th.
So archery camp is something that is totally brand new for this summer. I'd kind of always envisioned bringing archery to our program in one way or another, and I think it's something that I'm all about trying to introduce kids to as many different outdoor activities as possible to help them kind of discover their niche, so to speak, in nature. We all have that thing that we enjoy doing that's outdoors, and for me, I'm a big hunter and fisher myself, and archery is something I'm really passionate about, and I've seen the positive impact that the sport can have on kids, particularly because anyone can participate, really, and there's not a certain athletic build that you have to be successful. And so it's something that now that we have finally ordered our own set of equipment here at Conservation to be able to offer this camp to the kids this summer. And so I'm really excited to see how it works out, but we'll be offering it to those entering fourth grade through seventh in the fall 2021 to qualify for the camp, just because It seems like kids younger than fourth grade have a hard time pulling the bows back. And what my goal is going to be is to just give them the opportunity to explore the sport of archery, introduce them to the basic fundamentals, and also we might incorporate some fun, friendly competition amongst the campers as well to kind of close out the 3 days. Cost is $20, and just like the other camps, registration will be required.
Registration deadline, do they vary from camp to camp?
Yeah, so typically the deadline is going to be a week before the start of the camp. So that gives us enough time to finalize our rosters and that sort of thing ahead of time.
Subject to capacity. Once a camp fills up, that's it.
Yes.
That was today's J.J. Nickteen Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Megan Jorgensen, naturalist with Washington County Conservation. Tomorrow, we'll continue with our conversation about summer camps available at Marr Park. J.J. Nickteen Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.